Let's get back to our top story. 28-year-old Ahmad Khan Rahami is now in custody. He was arrested earlier today in Linden, New Jersey, in connection with Saturday's bombings in Manhattan and Seaside Park, New Jersey, and the bombs found and detonated by law enforcement robots in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Two law enforcement officials told NPR's Dina Temple-Raston that a cell phone attached to an explosive device initially led authorities to Rahami's father. In all cases, the bombs are believed to have been made of simple home devices, pipe bombs in both New Jersey cases and pressure cooker bombs in New York. Dan Linsky is managing director of the investigations firm Kroll. He's also the former superintendent in chief of the Boston Police Department, where he served during the Boston Marathon bombings in 2013. Dan, let's start with the Manhattan bombs. They're said to be made with pressure cookers, flip phones, and Christmas lights. What are the similarities to that and the Boston Marathon bombs?
It appears both the devices in New York are similar to the devices in Boston. Pressure cooker with gunpowder inside, Christmas lights for an activation network. We had a remote-controlled car that was our remote activation unit, and it appears they were scheduled to be activated by cell phones. That comes right out of Al-Qaeda's Inspire magazine on how to make these devices. And I'm assuming that there was shrap metal, ball bearings and nails, and other pieces of metal inside, similar to the devices we had, because that's the way the Al-Qaeda encourages their followers to build these things.
And how easy is it for people to build a bomb like that?
We had two kids on welfare in Massachusetts that built several devices that shut down a city. It's very easy to get every one of those components from a local hardware store, fireworks. You can put that stuff together in an afternoon shopping trip.
And what's the difference between a bomb like that and the pipe bomb that went off in New Jersey?
The pipe bomb is not as high pressure. It's not able to hold and contain the explosion for as long a period of time. Still a deadly weapon that can rip people to shreds and can cause death and injury. But a pressure cooker is a much more effective weapon to try and maximize casualties. The way in which the device utilizes it, the pressure that's built up inside, creates a larger explosion that expands the shrap metal in a greater distance and at a greater speed.
Is this the most sophisticated bomb that a terrorist acting on his or her own could put together in this country?
We looked at what McVeigh did with some fertilizer and some diesel fuel. So, there can be bigger bombs. And fortunately, I think we've got some tripwires in place that we're watching those types of purchases. There's TATP bombs that can very easily be made from household chemicals. So this is one of, unfortunately, a number of devices that can be made by people with information they can get freely over the Internet and that are being inspired to do just that from these terrorist groups that are out to get us.
Is there any way that manufacturers of pressure cookers could make them in such a way that they couldn't be used as a bomb?
I don't know. Many people use these things in their daily life, and it's not a problem or a challenge. But much like some of the chemicals and fertilizer, perhaps there's a tracking program that needs to go on these things. But, if it's not a pressure cooker, they'll find something else.
That's Dan Linsky, who is managing director of the investigations firm Kroll. He was the superintendent in chief of the Boston Police Department during the marathon bombings, where they used bombs very similar to the one that went off in New York. Dan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.